Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. A very good morning to you and a happy Wednesday. Today is day 45 of our 50 days of blessings. Every day is taking us closer and closer to Friday, September 12, 2025. Yes, we are preparing for you. The Lord is preparing for you. And I know you are also preparing. We have been praying and fasting. We started out on Monday and we're going to be praying and fasting together all the way till Sunday. And this is day 3 of that special season of fasting. And yesterday we saw in God's word what happens when we fast. When we minister to the Lord and pray, the Lord says something to us. He gives us his word. And we began to study Isaiah 43 yesterday. And I hope that I'll be able to finish up the chapter today. Now, we're not taking every single verse. We're just moving to some of the verses that are more relevant to us at this time. So I want us to go to Isaiah 43, and I will begin reading from verse 16. It says, "Thus saith the Lord, which maketh a way in the sea and a path in the mighty waters." Now, this is talking about that great miracle when God brought the children of Israel out of Egypt, and they got to the Red Sea, and there was no way to go forward. And God, the Bible says, opened up the sea with a blast of his nostrils. As Moses stretched out his hand, the waters divided, and God's people walked on dry ground through that sea. It was a mighty deliverance. It was a mighty work. Hallelujah. And the Bible says that that same God that did that, that same God is our God. So it says, "Thus saith the Lord, which maketh a way in the sea and a path in the mighty waters, which bringeth forth the chariot and horse, the army and the power. They shall lie down together. They shall not rise. They are extinct. They are quenched as tow." Now, the story goes on. When the God's people went through the waters, the Egyptians followed them, the horse and the chariot and the rider, they fell into the sea and they all perished. The people of God did not see any more their tormentors. And God is saying, this is that God that is speaking today. The God that delivered his people, the God that brought an end to their shame and reproach, that same God is the one who is talking now. Hallelujah. And what does he say? Look at verse 18. "Remember ye not the former things, neither consider the things of old." Don't be a slave to your past. Don't be in bondage to the bitter memories, the bad experiences of the past. A new day has come. Praise the Lord. A new day has come. The word of God says, don't remember the former things, things that happened in the past, things that happened before. You know, sometimes people are slaves of the past. They think that because something didn't go right, in the past, it means that everything in their future is bad. No, your past does not determine your future. That's the word of the Lord to you today. Your past does not determine your future. God has a glorious future for you, and he's not limited to your past. Praise the Lord. Look at verse 19, and I love this. It says, "Behold, I will do a new thing." It's important what you see. It says, don't look back. Don't look at the past, but rather look forward. Lift up your eyes and see. God says, "I will do a new thing." God is doing a new thing in you. Praise the Lord. Now, why is it so important what you put your mind on, what you put your gaze on, what you see? It says, don't look back. Look, lift up your eyes and see, I'm doing a new thing. Praise the Lord. That word, behold, is a prophetic word. Hallelujah. Now, what does it mean? Do you remember when God said to Abraham in Genesis chapter 13 and verse 14? Let's quickly read there. It says, "And the Lord said unto Abraham, after that Lot was separated from him, lift up thine eyes now and look from the place where thou art, northward and southward and eastward and westward." Now, this is so important. "For all the land which thou seest," everything you can see, "I'll give to you." What a principle. That is a major principle of the word. Whatever your eyes see, God says, "I will give it to you." Hallelujah. So when he says, don't look at the past, look at the future. Why? Because it's whatever you see that you are going to receive. You are going to get what you see. So what do you see today? God says, "Behold, look, I do a new thing." Now that principle is seen again in 2 Kings chapter 2 and verse 9. "And it came to pass when they were gone over that Elijah said unto Elisha, ask what I shall do for thee before I be taken away from thee. And Elisha said, I pray thee, let a double portion of thy spirit be upon me. And he said, thou hast asked a hard thing. Nevertheless, if thou shalt see me when I am taken from thee, it shall be so unto thee. But if not, it shall not be so. The principle of seeing. Glory to God. And the Lord says, don't look back. Don't look at the mistakes of the past. Don't look at the troubles of the past. Don't even look at the successes of the past, because your successes could even limit you. And you might think that because you were able to do this, I mean, it can't get any better. God says, behold, I do a new thing. God is doing a new thing. Hallelujah. He says, now it shall spring forth. Shall ye not know it? I will even make a way in the wilderness and rivers in the desert. Oh, glory to God. The beast of the field shall honor me, the dragons and the owls, because I give waters in the wilderness and rivers in the desert. You know, he's telling them, I brought you through the waters. I opened a path inside water, but now I'm going to bring water where there was no water. Oh, glory to God. God is set to do a new thing. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I want to read this from the Amplified. It says, behold, I'm doing a new thing. Now it springs forth. Do you not perceive and know it? And will you not give heed to it? In other words, give it your attention. Put your attention on the new thing that the Lord is doing. Hallelujah. Put your mind on the new thing that the Lord is doing. Because God is doing something amazing and wonderful and glorious in your life. That's why we're inviting you to the night of blessing. Because the Lord is bringing new seasons, new worlds, new promotions, new blessings into your life. Oh, praise the Lord. Now, verse 20 says, the beast of the field shall honor me, the dragons and the owls, because I give waters in the wilderness and rivers in the desert to give drink to my people, my chosen. This people have I formed for myself. They shall show forth my praise. Oh, glory to God. God has raised you up to show forth his praise. Your life will continually be a testimony. Your life will be a wonder. You will be a surprise to many. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. People will look at you and all they'll be able to say is, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. So in this time of praying and fasting, as we're getting ready for the night of blessings, begin to see. Begin to see what the Lord is doing in your life. A new thing is coming. Don't be a slave to the past. Don't be in bondage to the past. Lift up your eyes now and see. Whatever you see, the Lord says, that have I granted you. See yourself prosperous. See yourself healthy. See yourself influential. See yourself impactful. See yourself fulfilling God's plan and purpose for your life and living the life he prearranged and made ready for you to live. Glory be to God. I tell you, this is a new day for you. Now, don't forget Friday, September 12, 2025 at the Tafar Balewa Square, Lagos, from 6 p.m. till dawn is a night of blessings. The Lord is going to show you visions of the future, new things that he's doing. And as you see them, you will step into them. Your life will not be the same again. You are moving to a new realm of glory as God lifts up your vision, lifts up your appreciation, your understanding. And you begin to see things that you never saw before. Start getting ready now. Call or send us an SMS on 0907641532 or go to anightofblessings.org to reserve your seat, reserve your bus shuttle, and get more information about the program. People are coming from all over. They're coming from in Lagos, outside Lagos, some from outside the country. Why? Because the Lord is bringing great, great blessings into our lives. We are coming in the fullness of the blessings of the gospel, and we're going to be praying specially for our state and our nation. Yes, we're going to be praying blessings upon our nation. So you don't want to miss it. Be a part of it. Start making your plans now to come. Now, in the next few minutes, Pastor George will share a few thoughts with you, and I want you to get ready for the night of blessings. Have a glorious day today. God bless you.
Oh, glory to God. Thank you so much, Pastor Man, for your word of blessings to us again today. It's so comforting and inspiring to know that God is doing something amazing and wonderful in our lives. Thank you, ma'am. And to you, our listeners, I'm sure you received today's words of blessings from our dear Pastor Diola Phillips. She said, don't be a slave to your past. A new day has come. She said, your past does not determine your future. God has a glorious future for you that's not limited by your past. She said, look into that future and see yourself prosperous, see yourself healthy, influential, impactful, fulfilling God's plans and purposes for your life. Glory to God. Thank you so much, and God bless you. If you have not yet made Jesus the Lord of your life, please pray this prayer of salvation after me, but mean it from the bottom of your heart. Say, O Lord God, I believe with all my heart in Jesus Christ, Son of the living God. I believe he died for me, and God raised him from the dead. I believe he's alive today. I confess with my mouth that Jesus Christ is the Lord of my life from this day. Through him and in his name, I have eternal life. I'm born again. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. I'm now a child of God. Hallelujah. Congratulations, you're now born again. Let me pray for you. Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we thank you for these ones who just prayed the prayer of salvation. Let the name of Jesus be named upon them. Thank you, Father, for by your Spirit and your word, this one shall fulfill your plans and purposes for their lives, and they shall be made ready for the rapture of the church. We give you thanks in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Congratulations. Now, if you have not yet received the Holy Spirit in your life, please, this is the time for you. Let me pray for you that you receive the Holy Spirit. I pray and I declare in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ that you receive the Holy Spirit now. Receive him into you now. It is done unto you now in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen and amen. Congratulations once again. But we'd like to hear from you. We'd like to know that you just gave your heart to Christ, because we have some resources to send to you to help you grow as a Christian and begin enjoying your life of blessings that the Lord has made available to you. Now, if you have questions or prayer requests or testimonies from these 50 days of blessings with Pastor Adeola Phillips, please reach us at our number. That's 0907-641-5312. When you reach us, we'll be glad to provide you with appropriate responses. Thank you, and God bless you. Now, remember to keep a date with us at a night of blessings with Pastor Adeola Phillips coming up on Friday, September 12th, 2025. Starting from 6 p.m. till dawn at the Tafa Balewa Square. Now, this will be a beautiful, glorious night for you, because you are going to be exposed to the Word of God like never before. And this Word will bring about a transformation in your life, a change in your circumstances. You receive your promotions. Yes, you receive salvation. It's a night of blessings with Pastor Adeola Phillips, and it's coming up on Friday, September 12th, 2025. Starting from 6 p.m. till dawn at the Tafa Balewa Square. Now, remember to join us on our 7 days of praying and fasting. And we are praying and fasting again today, and we are continuing until Sunday, 7th of September. Now, for your free seat reservations or other information about the program, like parking arrangements, security arrangements, free bus shuttle arrangements, please go online to anightofblessings.org, or you can reach us on our number. That's 0907-641-5312 for any other inquiries that you may have. Now, remember to join us every day of this week at 6 a.m. and 9 p.m. for another glorious broadcast. Thank you, and God bless you.
Christ Embassy presents A Night of Blessings with Pastor Adeola Phillips on Friday, the 12th of September, 2025.
From 6 p.m. at the Tafawa Balewa Square, TBS, Lagos Island.
It will be a time of total restoration and transformation.
Free bus shuttles will be available all over Lagos.
Get ready to experience an outpouring of blessings like never before.
For seat reservations, please visit anightofblessings.org or call 090-764-15312 for inquiries and bus shuttles.
Remember, for seat reservations, please visit anightofblessings.org or call 090-764-15312 for inquiries and bus shuttle. See you there.
Say